I should become an agent, man. I could have hooked Wilburn up, and then can you imagine the game I could have played with Ricky? We could have freaking held everybody hostage.
Wait. What do you mean hook Wilburn up?
At the end of last year, I had four teams vying for Wilburn's services. I was going to be his agent.
Oh, I thought you meant something else. I thought you meant like with a girl, because I was going to say,
no, he'll be all right.
I know one of his exes. No one ever has to hook him up. He is a Olympic god.
He's got
to
be.
Really, oh, like, my.
Tell Mo Soleil that, though, really, because if you look
really
at Mo and say
that this is the open to the show.
Yeah. If you look at Joe K and I just kept looking at Mo saying, how does it feel that Dave Wilburn's better than anything than you? Like, and he was going nuts.
He's not better than me.
He's got a better player, and then at one point they're roughing, and I go, hey, Mo, I go, Dave's a better ref than you, too. He just started going ape shit.
Yeah, it's really funny. He's not. It's funny.
Mo gets really sensitive.
He's a good guy. Nah, he's just playing into it. I like it, though.
He looked pissed.
Oh, wait. Wrong show.
New show.
You are listening to the Top Off Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Let us introduce your captain of the ship, Lenny, right here.
Not me. B's brother used to be our captain. He's suspended.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That makes you the captain then, Chan. Well, I guess you're like the commander.
Nuh-uh.
Happy 100th episode.
Yeah, we made 100. Yay.
We did it. Yay. I know it should have been more spectacular than this.
Well,
we didn't really do
anything
still
for time.
It.
We
but then
time.
It's better for us to like pick like some random number, like the 114th episode, to just be some spectacular.
That would be kind of funny.
Happy 114th episode. Ladies and gentlemen, in a world at a time, in a place with some things, it is officially the 100th episode.
I thought it was the intro to like the HBO like
just a sound
feature
check.
Presentation.
Yeah, TX sound or whatever.
Welcome
it is.
To IMAX. Exactly.
You know, every week I talk about other leagues stealing ideas and stuff. How cool would it have been if like the Game On podcast stole Jimmy? Like, that would be kind of funny.
Don't give them any ideas.
They should get like a different Jimmy, though.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
They'll get like bootleg like, Jimmy. It'll
there's
got to
be
Jimmy.
Another DJ named Jimmy out there somewhere.
DJ Jammy.
Right? Yeah, DJ Jammy. They should just get Tommy. That's what they should do.
That would be kind of awesome.
It'd be great.
So, good evening. We're all here. Tonight, we've got Val. Welcome. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Ramirez back. Ramirez, good evening. How are you?
Hola. Happy to be here.
We better have some fucking beer or something.
And we do. And that's
good. There is a fridge of beer.
So, Ramirez, we're going to start with you. So, you know, we're going to get there. I heard that some things are going on in the TSL universe right now. Care to give us an update?
I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's a good season so far.
It has been a great season.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, great refereeing, too. Keep it up.
You know, it is what it is.
The refs have been good, but I got another...
They've had spots.
I had about six people came up to me on Saturday that said, can somebody please, for the love of all that is decent and holy, tell Billy that we have a two-minute warning in our games.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
He's forgetting things. He's getting older.
We can email blast that week.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Second half, we have a two-minute warning, everybody.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. We'll post it on Facebook, too.
It's always been there.
In case you guys didn't know.
Yes. That's so things are good. How's Angry Buffalo doing?
We are playing, and we are showing up and playing every week.
Well, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is and talking about Ingrid Buffalo real quick, and we're going to throw this out here. We're going to try Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Talk about Ingrid Buffalo Coach J football camp.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to, email us, call us, text us. Show up at 9 o'clock. We'd like to have you. And Coach J's bringing all his accoutrements, his tennis balls,
that's
his big footballs, little footballs, and
pylons.
Joe, you should advertise that on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad we didn't do it this week because people would have melted by 9:30.
They would have died.
Yeah.
It's the fall session, son. Get it right. I just walked around at like by 10:15. I was just drenched in sweat. Like,
well, and I'm glad that he's okay.
For the record, I wasn't even playing. I was just
Joey looking. Got sick.
Joey Batzel. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, he got sick.
Didn't
because
think
of
he was going to make it.
Yeah, like he
hemorrhoids pop.
No, he damn near had like a heat stroke. Like he was seriously sick from like.
Chellis was like that a little bit too in your game. Chellis looked kind of.
He was wearing a long sleeve shirt.
That doesn't make any sense.
Was Joey wearing his like skin tight wrestling outfit?
I'm telling you, man, he came over because you remember I called you, Lenny, about like, you know, he had Drew playing defense and we were like, well, you can't do that. The same guy has to play defense. And he's like, Ramirez, I'm dying. So I thought he was just like, OK, you're tired, whatever. You didn't eat lunch.
He's like, no, I'm dying.
But he literally looked like a ghost. Like
he took a timeout with 11 minutes left because he was so tired. He couldn't do it.
Yeah, he looked really bad. I felt bad for him.
Do you remember that game back in the 80s? It was one of the greatest games ever played when they talk about Kellen Winslow, one of the greatest. And remember for the Chargers, the game where he got carried off the field?
Yeah.
So Joey's playing the game and he's on the ground and he's like flopping around and dehydrated and stuff. And I just start screaming at the top of my lungs, "This is the greatest effort I've ever seen since Kellen Winslow in 1984. And people are like, "Would you just stop? Just stop already." And like, how is he doing it? And like, I got booed off the field pretty much.
I feel bad because it's like his wife wasn't there. Like, what if he had gotten really sick and she wasn't there? Like,
I would have took him to the hospital. No worries.
Yeah, I feel like you would have had to. You are his biggest fan.
I got a VIP pass to most hospitals anyway, so at this point.
It was definitely hot. I did advertise on Facebook beforehand for people to wear sunscreen. Just do it. Like, people don't think they should, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, I'm really red and, well, want to pass out.
Here's a crazy thing, too, and not that I know a lot about anything, but when you're really hot, water works.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
It's not expensive.
It's actually free.
Yeah, and people carry these things called athletic bags. I mean, you could just throw one or two in there, maybe a little, I don't know, but people are like, "I need water." I'm like, "Well, use your brain, dummy, and bring it with you." It doesn't
take the refs' water like numerous.
Yeah. That's a little different. Sometimes the refs are working.
They're kind of trapped on the
island. But a player should know, because a ref is walking. Your ref should know in their defense. But it's the players. It's like, you know, like Tom uses the hips. He's like, "We need to get some assistance." I go, "Dude, I'm not walking 10 miles to get you water because you're an adult."
Yeah,
I have a great idea for you.
What's up?
What about just ordering 42 shots of water from the bar?
Oh,
well, we could.
I'm sure they won't place that order, but... are we saving that for LVPs, Leonard?
No, I kind of passed that.
I think they would serve 42 shots of water.
I don't think they would serve 42 shots of anything to anyone. But
fair point.
That's another story for another day.
It's probably a story for a little while later.
We could put 42 shots on the spin wheel. Like, that'd be kind of funny.
First off, you should. Second off... I don't know what side of the bet you were on. Do you think Dave Walter could do 42 shots of Jack Fire
sleep.
In an hour?
Absolutely.
Or three, it was 3 hours?
3 hours.
Yeah, he could do that.
He didn't even had like a half a beer at that point. There's no way he did.
Oh, jeez. Did he eat too?
That I don't remember, but we would have. I was right there. I'm like, I would order whatever he wanted. Like, I was right there to make sure he would have been happy.
I feel like you shouldn't have ordered 42 at once anyway.
I feel like I should have been called in too, because I'm a safety buddy. So I should have been there.
Wow. Great.
That's probably why they said no, because he didn't have a safety buddy. We didn't really think this through.
Funny story. Believe it or not, and a lot of you know that we all do have safety buddies. Val Brunel's the reason that safety buddies even exist.
You're welcome.
I could honestly see that being a thing.
That's a funny story. Yeah.
What's the story?
Many, many, many moons ago.
Awkward pause for some reason.
No, this is a funny story. Val Brunel had a lot to drink one day, so I totally was screwing with her.
She was making me feel uncomfortable.
So I was wearing a whistle, and I was calling it a rape whistle, and I made her stay within like 3 feet, like over to the side. And she just, you know, because she was drinking, you know how she bounces into people and stuff. And I'm like, "You're making me feel uncomfortable." So I call Cheryl Juliker over, and I'm like, "You are now my safety buddy." I go, "Standing between me and Val." And she did, and it was funny because I'll never forget this. Like, Val's at the bar, and she was talking to whoever she was talking to, and like really loud, I always do it. I'm like, "Okay, Cheryl, I'm going home now. Can you please walk me to my car?" And I'm right at the bar next to it, and I walk all the way around the outside
just to avoid it.
She's just like, "Who is this idiot?" So that's
to put this into perspective. This was right around that whole email era. So Lenny had he had a prior vendetta against me because of that.
Nice vendetta. You're the worst, Leonard.
Well, I didn't get her number off an email list. What are you looking at me for?
Who did?
I wouldn't say he rhymes with dropper.
Get some popcorn.
Yes. So at that point, we all decided to get safety buddies. And then, then everybody's now.
Then everyone's doing it.
Now that's the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
So
you should release the official list of safety buddies.
We really could. It'd be kind of funny.
I feel like you should. You should just pair up random people.
And talk about pairs and stuff, which I think would be funny. And we've gone to this. We got to get with a matchmaker and try that idea.
Yeah,
I think that'd be great. We're thinking of 25, 30 people, men and women. It doesn't matter if you're single, in a relationship, whatever the case. And we want to
strictly have, for fun and more likely entertainment purposes only.
And we want to have everybody take relationship tests and see who would be compatible with
the most compatible people
in
the league.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and
see,
then every week.
Nobody's ever said, "No, I'm out."
Yeah, so let's say we get 30. Like 30 guys and 30 girls. And like every week we release like eight of them, like the top. You know, like with the couples we would be as, and like we're honest about it. Whoever is, it's 30 and 30, and then just announce them. I think that'd be funny as hell.
Are you taking one of the tests?
I don't know if I would.
You have to. You have to.
Well, we'll see.
Just answer it as
he does it. He doesn't want to know who's compatible with him because then they're going to hang around him and they're going to get under his skinny.
Not if it's Molly McDermott. That would be the best.
I would have my safety buddy.
That would be delicious.
No, if that ever happened, I would call my safety buddy Cheryl and I would say, "Go beat her up."
For answering the same as me.
For us being two alike. Kill.
Cheryl would do that for me.
Just have your own personal T-1000. We might have to actually revisit the safety buddies. Lenny shouldn't have Cheryl.
No, they said, "I was thinking, but look at her."
I mean, I get
it. You know what she's like when she's drinking.
We all do.
I needed to be protected.
Hey.
Exactly. TSL Universe knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, she looks so nice.
There's a reason
sometimes
driving you home is a punishment.
By the way, can we talk about that, or should we say till later? Well, that was
no, that's
awesome.
He's my MVP.
Yeah, but you can get to that too. Right. But we got to tell the story. So we had the wheel, and let me take this time to apologize to the universe. We were going to do it at 2:00. I apologize. The Maddie's Angels Vandalay Industry game was going on, and it was really a good game, and a lot of like the key players in the league were in the game. So we're like, you know what? We're going to wait till 3:00.
Hold on, I'm giving you shit right here because you are Mr. On Time Punctual. Yep. You gave somebody shit for ripping their finger out of its socket and not showing up somewhere by 3:01.
Yes.
And now you, Mr. Put it everywhere. Put it on Facebook. 2:00. We're doing the wheel. Be there or be square.
Yes.
You come rolling up at what? 2:57?
Yes.
I feel like you owe everybody an apology.
I did. So I said, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
I think you should I think that deserves 2 spins next week.
Yeah, but you know what? It was easily remedied because there were people bitching and they were like, Ramirez, what's going on? Why don't we have the wheel? And I said, who bought the wheel?
Yeah.
And they said, Lenny. So can Lenny determine what he wants to do with the wheel that he bought? And then everyone just shut up.
Yeah, and believe it or not, the prize are punishments. I've been paying the prizes out myself because I just don't care. So I've been doing a lot.
So they can wait.
Yeah, they can wait.
And I apologize.
They can wait for the chance to win money from Lenny.
Yes, we're going
to
do it at 3:00.
3:00 all
for now. Yeah, we're like, let's football end. And at 3:00, everybody's done.
Everyone's got a chance to get
I agree
there.
With you.
Yes, it's fair. And we thought it too, and this is why I'm apologizing again. We thought it too, the people playing early wouldn't have to wait. But we're like, you know what? The people we want there anyways are going to be there at 3:00 anyways.
Yeah.
So
if you, the people you want to give a $100 bar tab to are going to stay.
Are going to use $100 bar tab?
Probably
they're
that day.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. The ones you want to win, if they played at 10, they're still going to be
still there.
At 3:00.
Thank you. And like I said, I'm sorry. We're going to do it at 3:00. But here's the story. So we spent, and Matty Ice was hell bent. If you read Facebook, Matty's like, I want to spin the wheel. It's my, because, you know, it's going to be like the Seattle Seahawks thing. You know how they ring the bell? Now it's going to be who's going to spin the wheel. So we're like, well, Matty Ice is Matty Ice. Let's let him do it. So he spins it. It hits, I think, UFO the first time. Second time, cobblestone. Boom. Daryl Carr comes up, and we look at Daryl, and we go, do you want the prize or punishment wheel? And he goes, well, what's the prize or punishment wheel? And we hand him the list, and he's like, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way. You know, like, Daryl Carr would never be parking cars in a fluorescent traffic bus. He'd have one of his minions do it, and that's okay. But he's like, let's do this. So he spins the second wheel, but it was Cole's daughter, because Cole's like, hey, can she spin the wheel? And I'm like, Chris, Matty Ice, we already agreed to. I go, but have her spin the second wheel. So she does, and it hits Matty Ice, of all people.
Yes.
And it was $50 cash. So I hand him $50 cash, and what do you think he does? He hands it to Cole's daughter.
She spun it.
What a classy act.
No, you're missing the important thing. He does hand it, but he immediately says to her, little girl, this is for your college fund.
Yeah, put it in a savings bond.
Putting it in a savings bond.
That's
awesome.
Normally I'm like, oh, this Daryl Carr crap is just silly. I love Daryl Carr, but I'm just the hoopla around him.
But then you see that and you're like, damn, he's a great dude.
I wanted to hug him.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I seriously wanted to hug
him. You spun it, you won it. Here you go.
I was like, that's, and you know me, if that was me, like, I wouldn't think of anything like that. I'd be like, everybody's drinking, let's go!
Ironically, Cobblestone won the first ever spin last week, too.
But they did, and they were
on bye. So technically, they're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
So
they really are.
Great. Maybe you've weighted the wheel.
And if memory serves me right, and I could be correct if I'm not here, I think he slapped the gift certificate right on the bar and said, let's just burn it
he
up.
He did. He bought a whole bunch of buckets of Coronas.
Okay, he didn't do it all at once because that's a big order. We don't want them to get confused.
You're going to be that guy right now. Womp,
womp.
It's going to be. It's fine.
Okay, hopefully he just
hell
did
hath
it like
no
in 10
fury,
different
like a
orders.
Lenny scorned.
Oh, no. Lenny hasn't even started yet. But look for that in coming weeks. We had a good week on the fields.
Yeah,
yes.
We had some good games. We had some
grass could have been
games.
Cut, but other than that.
That's okay.
Womp, womp.
It's okay. They were probably. Well, they could have been shining their bottles of alcohol that they don't pour, so that could have kept them busy from not cutting the lawn.
Such an angry elf.
So angry.
Should we get to the games?
Yeah, games are cool.
10:00 games.
10:00 games.
Sticky Bandits, 25. Morning Wood scores 18. One Topper Too Many put up 28 on the board. Gryffindor scores 21. Hung Buffalo, 38. Come From Behind scores 26. Winners, 30 points on the day. UFO, Goose Egg 0. And last, Peachy Platoon, 40 points. Passless Chaps with 15. Those are your 10 a.m. games.
I said I'm sorry. I'm going to say I'm sorry again. Joe K., I'd like to say I'm sorry to you.
Go on.
I thought that you were the worst roster stacker in the whole TSL, and I was wrong.
You're right.
Looks like Morningwood is just as bad as you are.
I'm not even top 5 anymore.
Yeah, well, no, you're still in the top 5.
You made rules to ruin that for me.
Did anybody see who's on Morningwood now?
I did, because I played against him.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Rachel?
JJ and Rosati are now playing for Morningwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did hear. I heard the makings of that at the bar last season.
But here's the crazy part. With JJ and Rosati and Dave Warburn, they still lost 25-18 to Sticky Bandits. How is that humanly possible?
I'm trying to think about who they lost. Or who they didn't have this week. I didn't know.
Parker played, didn't she?
Parker played.
And she's only
Wilburn played.
For like another week.
Rosati played?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think,
they got to be missing a guy in there somewhere. They're not going to roll four all the time.
They had their quarterback and they had Mo. Even though Mo was not even close to as good as Dave Wilburn.
He knows that.
Jeez.
I'm sure he'll write about it in his Godfather.
But how did Sticky... I mean, Sticky... didn't they pick him off or something twice? Yeah, like early? I saw a little bit of that.
The downside to Morningwood right now is that... I mean, I don't know if it's a coming together thing by having all of these guys on the team, but I know that the quarterback played kind of bad, and there were definitely some misrun routes in the first game. So he threw some picks that maybe he shouldn't have. But Sticky's also what they always are. They're a solid team, and they adjust well on the fly. They realized that they needed to rush a guy on the quarterback, and that kind of made things a little more difficult for them. And then they kind of just walked away. Plus, like we talked about earlier, it was so hot. Morningwood only had two girls. It was Rachel and the other girl Rachel whose name
was,
I don't know.
Rachel was
dying. She's actually pretty good. Yeah, they're flying around the field.
Yeah,
and
she was dying.
They're just dying. So
in Sticky's defense, and this probably was with the weather, they had like 19 people on their team.
They had ascots, too.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know. They just do
like,
stuff.
Like, is there something going on there?
Are you
going
to question Jeff Kroll? Because like,
well, I did. It's funny. I talked to Jeff Kroll in the parking lot, and I said, Jeff, what's up? He goes, Lenny, how you doing? And I go, dude. Simulcast.
Mm-hmm.
Game on, Topper Sportscast. Let's do this.
We want it more than anything.
He goes, Lenny, he goes, you want it. Joe K wants it. I want it. The guys want it. He goes, we need to bring Jungo around. And he goes, I think we could do this. And then I told him, I said, I want Ryder Cup. I said, when we're done with the simulcast, we're going to do Ryder Cup. And, you know, I've told this idea. I go, I'm going to get a big Stanley Cup. We're going to put plates on it. And every year we're going to start at ours. Our five against their five, and then we're going to go to theirs, and every year let's switch fields. Like one day, 3 o'clock, let's do it.
I like that idea. I really do.
It'd be kind of fun. We'll let the Sticky guys, because they kind of play everywhere, and we'll let them decide, because obviously our D1 would obliterate anything in their league. So we'll say, okay, here's your five teams. What five teams in our league are close to this, and let's do it.
That'd be fun.
I think it would be fun. One top or too many beat Gryffindor. That was scary, man. Joey Batts, as awesome as he is not very good on defense, I learned on Saturday.
Oh, you just learned this.
Yes. Topper, who is not the brightest light in the shed, they literally just kept attacking the middle, and poor Burr had to play middle and right, and it was a disaster.
I mean, I was shocked by that.
How long have you been watching football?
A long time.
Tell me about all those all-star, all-world 5-3 safeties that are out there.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
It should be noted, by the way, that I think me and Burr are, like, officially dating.
Ooh.
Aww.
Wow.
Does Joey Batts know?
Does I don't
Lenny know.
If he, I don't.
Are you reckon that bromance?
Well, Burr kind of forced it on me. Just
whoa.
Yeah, I'm just being
you're your own
here.
Person, and you have your own opinion. If you say no, he has to back off.
He didn't listen to me saying no. I was walking through the parking lot, and I hear him say my name, and I turn to him, and he's got his shorts pulled down. He's got a thong on. He's like, Robert! He's showing me his ass. I'm oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh God!
So then later, I don't learn my lesson. He calls me like a half an hour. He's like, Ramir. I turn around, and he's got his shorts pulled down again. Now he's showing me his ball sack. And he's like, that's it. We're going steady. you know it.
Is this waiting or something? They're playing the game?
That's how dating works?
That's Jeremy Burr's idea of dating. And he said the entire day, we're dating now. That's it.
And
you're
he's
mine.
He's going to be a father. Congratulations.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say Topper's 28, Joey Bass 21. Brother Nero was not in the lineup. I repeat, not. So just throwing it out there. Witters beat UFO. UFO, for the love of all that is good and holy, go to D6. 30-0, that's not good.
You know you're the guy that can make that happen, right?
I am. I love Mark. His father's good people. I like UFO. I do not like UFO in D5. That's not working.
I think they
that one girl
early.
On their team's really nice.
Yeah, she is.
Yep.
I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, shoot.
No one knows. All right. But she's really, like Italian-looking girl.
Her name is like Talia or something.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got the funny story we don't want to talk about
wrong.
On the air.
Oh, or do we?
Well, we could talk off the air. It's a really funny story.
I know the story. We'll talk
later. Come From Behind loses to Hung Buffalo. And my lord, Passless Chaps struggles in D5, and now they're getting waxed by 25 points in D6.
Did they lose to this time? Good.
Peachy Platoon.
But I think they want... Oh,
in
no.
all fairness, Peachy Platoon has a lot of good athletes. And
they do.
They trotted
they've
out
won,
a guy
they've won a
they
Turner's
have.
Guys.
Yeah, they have...
He's playing quarterback.
Yeah, he's a quarterback, but they
and
tried
defense,
out a,
Lenny.
I know, I don't get that.
They tried out some
against
guy
the rules.
With dreads this week that I hadn't seen in week one, and that guy's phenomenal.
Did they bring Jeremy back, the Predator, from Cobblestone?
No, not him.
Okay.
But this guy was pretty good. I'd never seen him before, but very high vertical.
11 o'clock, Jimmy.
Very high vertical.
11 o'clock, Public Enemy scores 42. Racks and Sacks put up 6. Uncle Rico's Time Traveler is 44. Cobblestone with 14. Ace, 19. Hope and Ruin with 8. All We Do Is Quit with 38. And Cutting Stunts, 26. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
All right, Val, what happened?
We overthought a lot of what happened in that game. No, we just need to simplify things. We're all like getting used to each other still, so it's tough to get chemistry when we're changing quarterbacks every season and trying to get new people acclimated. So
yeah, you can get those Paganos angry. They will knife you.
Yeah, can't almost confirm. Happened.
There was an angry Pagano. There was a very
they were
angry
two
Pagano.
Angry Paganos.
There's always two angry Paganos. They just called Paganos.
There's like one thing worse than one angry Pagano, and that's two angry Paganos.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it was fine. We just got to work some stuff out.
Like what?
Like play calling. We got to defense, you know.
So the sport got
offense,
it.
Yeah. So
it's all facets of the game.
But good news, everybody. I was telling Vale, there's a movie called The Comebacks, and they have a character in that called iPod. Oh. And he does the iPod shuffle, and I think Vale's going to watch that movie.
Yeah, that's
talking
tonight's
about it.
Plan. Yeah,
yeah, so that could hopefully help them with their game plan. The iPod shuffle worked in that movie. Hopefully it'll work for them. Nice. They're a good team. We played them, honestly. We just had a good day. We had a lot of people there, and I agree. They just got to simplify. Dave Chelis is a really, really good quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's probably getting a little older, but that doesn't mean he can't throw 10 to 12 yards. Doesn't have to throw 40 every play.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the guys just want to go 40 every play just because like it looks cool, but...
That's what happened to Hootie. I my guy, hand to God, like the week one, we played Hootie, was the same thing. We're like, okay, there's the long one, knock it down. There's the long one, knock it down.
Isn't that why you guys, like, maybe I'm wrong here, but I thought the problem with Radon is that he always wanted to throw it 40 yards.
Well, yeah, but Radon couldn't throw a 5-yard flat route to a girl if he tried.
Right, but if they're not going to do it anyway, what's the point?
I don't know. Because the Paganos can catch. Vale can catch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny.
A lot of women power.
Vale and I were talking about this. I'm like, you know, later in the day in the Vandalay game, like, Matty Ice threw a bullet to Vale. Like, wasn't it a 13-yard touchdown or something? You caught, like, boom. I'm like, oh, look, Vale can catch if they throw her the ball.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Let's try something crazy and throw to the girls who can catch.
The craziest idea.
I know. Uncle Rico, you know, Joe, I was thinking about you when I was watching that game. I saw a new player on Cobblestone, and he looked awesome. And I'm like, yes, Daryl's bringing the Ghost of Christmas Past with him. Joe K's going to get so mad. And I'm like, oh, no. But nobody else can play.
Oh, man. We'll talk about our game.
Yeah, the one guy was really good, though.
Which guy?
They had a guy who looked like another NFL tight end. I don't know who he was, but he was a really big stat guy. And I'm like, oh, Daryl found somebody.
Maybe.
He brought a new girl, too, I guess. It was a soccer player. He's going to teach her the game, as he said.
She was all right. She has raw potential.
He said it's going to take a while. Like, his playbook, as you all know, is immense, so it's going to take her about 6-7 weeks to grasp it. And once she does.
Or she could come to Coach Jay's.
Oh, my
class.
God. That would be awesome.
Yeah. She could come.
We can teach plays, too, if you want. We'll get the chalkboard.
Coach Jay, he'll teach the entire route tree. He already said he would.
He's got it. And Val, we're going to get to you at the end of this, but Ace, your arch nemesis, beat Hope and Ruin 19-8. That's going to be awesome next week in the game of the decade.
Week. Oh, you guys play next week. Yep.
It is freaking fantastic. On. And guess
what?
1 o'clock on
field
one.
Yes, I was going to say, did you flex the field one? There's zero way that shouldn't happen.
Yeah. Well, here's a funny story. So at Saturday afternoon, I was sitting having lunch, and Blaise LaDuca comes in, who is basically the guy that started all this with the Facebook blast heard around the world. And he's like, Lenny, we got bad news. And I'm like, what's up, dude? And he goes, I got to go out of town for work.
Let's quit.
I'm like, dude, you've got Maddie's Angels. I go, you tell your people you're sick.
You
I go,
tell
you have
your
sick
people.
Days. And he goes, I might have to. And I'm like, I don't care what you have to do. You're doing this. Like, can we move the game? I go, no.
No, you gotta step up.
You don't understand how much Lenny has been waiting for this.
No, so good news. Blaise LaDuca is in.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's playing.
Take good. That, work.
Yeah, because I told him, I said, if you don't show up, I said, I'm going to find you with Emily. And I go, she's just going to whoop your ass. Like, I don't care if it's in New York. I don't care if it's in Massachusetts.
Tough decision here. Further my career or play big co-ed football.
Emily's
going to
fight Blaise LaDuca at one point. I mean, she's got to fight Sherry. She will fight Sherry, but she's got to fight Blaise LaDuca, too.
Triple threat match.
It's going to be awesome. All We Do Is Quinby, Cunning Stunts, 38-26.
Who throws for the stunts?
I think it was Joey Battaglia.
So he's thrown. Oh, I thought he almost died or something.
Dehydration.
He lived.
Was that the first game, and then he made a miraculous return?
He could have. Like, a normal guy would have been at the hospital, so you got to give him credit for at least playing.
That's true.
Just saying. Well, you almost have to if your other option is Drew.
Joey, thank you again for defying the odds. We needed you.
See, Kellen Winslow, I'm telling you.
Kellen Winslow.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock games. Marketing Mayor score 36. Racks and Sacks lose with 12 on the board. Hootie and the Brofish, 43. Angry Buffalo scores 29. Morning Wood, 36. Bullet Club with 30. PG Platoon, second game on the day, 38. Tight End Zone score 14. And Passless Chaps with 15. And the Practice Squad with 6.
Ramir, we're going to start with you guys. Hootie didn't look so good in week one. What happened?
They beat us.
Monster dropping.
Are you just here so you don't get fined?
I'm just here so I don't get fined. So the exact thing that Lenny was talking about, you know, they just want to go deep. They went deep, and it worked. A lot of people haven't been there for Angry Buffalo, so there's like chemistry issues, like Val was talking about with Rack and Sex. But I think it's worse with us because we don't have any consistency. So Jason German wasn't there, Cody Williams wasn't there, Pete was there, John McGrath was there, but I. Personally, when we were new guys, I tried to keep John McGrath away from defense because as athletic as he is, he does not, and I'm not saying this as a knock on him or anything, but he doesn't have the same instincts as Pete. Pete has like super instincts on defense. So you want Pete out there, you want Cody out there, Delano if he had been there.
Oh yeah.
Jason, who won defensive MVP.
Yeah, Jay's awesome.
So all these guys are missing. And they're going deep on people who, you know, aren't necessarily used to covering deep. And I don't know. You may know the guy's name. Tallest guy on Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, he wasn't in our game. That's I know who you're talking about. He's pretty good.
I know
good.
Who it is. Yeah.
Caught about. I would be surprised if he didn't catch every touchdown.
Wow.
Like it was just, and it didn't stop until Jay Jasker showed up late, and I told Jay immediately, like, he shows up, he's putting on his cleats. I'm like, Jay, go in the game. And I didn't even tell him anything. I go, just play deep.
You don't need shoes.
He throws the ball. He doesn't catch it. And I said to Jay, oh, yeah, by the way, that guy, all he does is run streaks. So just keep him in front of you.
Go stand 18 yards back, and just when he comes there, just start running backwards.
But that was essentially, you know.
How'd Lindsay do?
She didn't need to do anything because I just kept going deep over the top. I mean, she was open, if that's what you mean. I mean,
I was impressed with her week one. That was kind
of hard to stop, but they didn't even have to really look at her.
Yeah, she said she didn't even do anything.
Yeah, they didn't really have to do anything with her.
She didn't go to
her. How were your girls?
Dun-dun-dun.
Wow. Never heard.
How was the Hobbit guy, if we segue to that?
Like, Hobbit guy.
Did he learn anything from week one, or was he still being the Hobbit guy?
Oh, I know who you mean.
No, he's on a different team. You can talk about him.
Yeah, Hobbit guy and Hootie and the Brofish.
Oh, come on, Ramirez. That's your thing. You tell it like it is. I mean, Angry Buffalo, I get being quiet about.
Quiet Ramirez is the worst Ramirez. You get out of here, sir.
Hootie and the Brofish, congrats to them. Kleckler kind of bothered me all day about it.
Did he?
Yeah, he rubbed my nose in it all day.
Oh, that's not cool.
That's cool. Did you tell him to kick a plant?
No, it's fine, because that's how me and Kleckler, we mess with each other like that. Gotcha. So I had it coming.
All right, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Val, once again, Marketing Mayors, at least it was 36-12, a little
we
different.
We doubled our score.
There you go, improving.
Okay. Yeah,
getting better every day. Yeah, I mean, same thing. Marketing Mayors.
They know what they're doing. They've played together.
Mm. Yeah, that Carissa girl's there. She's really good.
Is that the brunette? The
school
brunette?
No, Carissa Ferrucci, I think her name was D1 MVP.
Like
she's so good.
Yeah, she's okay. Really good.
That's the girl that made the Beckham catch like 2 years ago. You remember we all went holy shit when Micah went Matrix? Mm-hmm. This girl went like female Matrix.
Oh, really?
One handed just, and people are like, oh.
You got to show her to me so I know
she's
who
good.
She is.
Yeah, I'll show you next week.
I probably do know who she is, but I don't know the name.
Joseph K. Karma. Morningwood comes back and beats the club.
I mean, if we play that game 10 times, we win that game 8 times. But last week we had the return of good Jeff Easton, and today, that game, we had the return of not always the best Jeff Easton. Like, between there were touchdowns on the first 5 drives, and Jeff had 4 touchdowns. So, that 2 of those were, you know, for Morningwood, though. So just ill-advised passes that led to interceptions that he shouldn't have been throwing. And
how'd
just
Gordon handle that?
Probably as you would expect. It went. He tried really hard not to be Gordon, and he wasn't. He actually wasn't that bad. There was only like one play where we were like, all right, we're all going to run 5 curls, and Garrett was going to run a little bit deep, and we're like, the girls are open in the slots. Let's just walk down the field, score, and call it a day. And Garrett ran a little bit further, and for some reason, Jeff just said, fuck it, throwing it that way. And threw it right to JJ, who is just as big as Garrett. And
10 feet tall.
It didn't go as well as it should have. No, but I mean, Morningwood played well. I'm not gonna shit on them. They played a good game.
Wilburn play way better than Mo?
Obviously.
Okay.
Don't be silly.
Obviously.
Don't be silly. Dave Wilburn's great. But No, we played well. It just there was just some we threw 3-4 interceptions, and you're not going to win a game that way. So what are you going to do? That's what it is.
I'm assuming their whole team was missing because in no way in the cosmos does Paceless Chaps ever beat Practice Squad. That's the best team in D6 probably that lost 15-6. I'm assuming they didn't have their quarterback and probably their whole secondary. Did anybody see that game?
I was playing.
I didn't see it, but now that you say that happened, I do remember the ref. I don't know who the refs were, but there was a ref who came over to me and said, "Ramir, what do you do if a team only has 4 people?" And I said, "They just got to suck it up." So it might have been.
Was it USL people?
It might have been. Yeah, they could have.
We
done
made
that.
It a big deal, honestly.
But I was like, if they can't find any subs and they just have 4, they just got to suck it up. So that might have been the situation.
Oh wow! Did you ever remember years ago, Gabby's Banana Hammocks? This actually, my hand to God, happened. They were playing. I want to say the Replacements. Mm-hmm. They had a guy. They had a girl, and they had Drew Thoman, who was their quarterback.
3 people,
and they're like, "Listen, we're going to play the game, even though you have to have 4 to start." And they're like, "Our people are coming. Trust us. We're going to start the game." So they're on offense. Mm-hmm. So they run the clock down, call all their timeouts. All of a sudden, they're like, "Okay, let's do this." And remember, they had that really fast guy.
Mm-hmm.
They literally went like they rushed 2 people, and they had 4 people in coverage. Thoman throws a bomb to him, touchdown. Never seen anything in my life. I was like, "Wait, what?" Yeah, it was awesome. So when you said that, it made me think of that. Threw the bomb, and that was it. Peachy Platoon beats tight end zones again. Good for them. 1 o'clock.
With your 1 o'clock games, Bullet Club scores 35. Cobblestone with 8. A&A 51. DMX scores 18. The Ultimate Warriors with 53. And Toon Squad scored 16. Now, the score of the afternoon. XTC scored 36, while Angry Buffalo scored 29.
That hurts, Jimmy.
Yeah, they played a song, too. You played
my
song.
Favorite song.
You played the man song.
When we lose. That hurts.
Well, Ramir, we're looking for another monster drop-in. Thoughts on this game?
XTC is a bunch of really nice people that I like a lot.
Tommy Hughes, by the way, we'll segue into them. He's looked really good the last couple of weeks.
That if he wanted to have a highlight tape of how great of a quarterback he is, it would be our game.
Yeah. Did you see what he did in week 1 when he threw the bomb to Flynn and he overthrew him and Flynn caught up to it?
No.
He threw a bomb from the 5 and he overthrew Flynn. Yeah. Flynn caught up to it. He looked at it. Even when he scored, he was yelling, "Holy shit," because he couldn't believe he could throw it that far.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's Flynn. I shouldn't be so surprised. He is still a good player.
I told him I'm going to start checking him for steroids. Tommy Hughes looks 10 years younger.
Yep.
So 45.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Tommy, that's Val Bernal.
You didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
Joseph K., rivalry was renewed.
Yeah, Beasting Bowl.
Yeah, what happened in Beasting Bowl?
I mean, Cobblestone shouldn't play in D3/whatever.
Did you do a Rex Ryan and send Beasting to the coin flip?
No. I'm assuming Cobblestone was short people because they had Daryl playing defense, so that's already bad. And Garrett wanted to play on that side of the field. And
of course he did.
Well, of course he did. I'm not going to shit on them too bad. They played hard. They tried. We dropped a bunch of interceptions on top of it. But it was one of those games, and you've all been a part of those games where, like, you kind of know you're going to win within like the first 30 seconds. So you're just having fun with it the whole time and everybody's in good spirits. So like you don't shit on a team too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they just don't have, I don't know. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but they definitely don't have the talent of being playing against some of these other teams in the division they're in. And they did have that one guy, probably the stocky black dude you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's Maggie's boyfriend. I don't really know who he is. He's very familiar.
He
is very good, but like, Daryl would tell him to like run a post, and then Daryl would throw it like as a flag, and the guy would be open, and he would look up, and the ball would be landing 20 feet to the other side of him. He's just like, "That's not what you told me to run." He was like, "Oh, I thought you'd go the other way." I'm like, "That doesn't make any sense either."
Yeah, that's why Garrett was so good, because he understood Daryl.
Exactly.
You need
exactly.
Like ESP. When Daryl says post, he doesn't mean that.
So we had some.
It's like Topper. Topper says post, he's actually calling a flag. Like he goes, "Run up flag post.
Flag post. Run flag post.
You're the stick. You're the stone."
We had fun. I mean,
like in Mario, then one thing you have to
exactly.
Jump on him. Yeah.
So like, I mean,
run Garrett, that.
Garrett caught a few balls by Daryl. Daryl almost had one where Daryl should have picked it right in front of him, and then he slipped right before. It was actually a lot of fun. They scored like a Hail Mary at the end where Garrett was like, let me try to intercept this with one hand. And I'm like, fuck it. Just let him, let him do his thing. And he goes, and he definitely missed it, and it went right through his hands, and then the kid caught it for a touchdown. We just laughed at Garrett the whole time. So we had a good time, and I mean, like I said, we went back to the bar for the spin, and Daryl did magic Daryl things. So.
That was awesome. That was my favorite part of week one is when it hit cobblestone, and everybody looked at Beesing and went, ha ha, shouldn't have gone to Bullet Club.
All right. I do ask you for, like, just competition purposes, when a team is so clearly overmatched in the division they're in, like, you usually move them down. Like,
you
why
do.
Wouldn't you move Cobblestone down?
Because Daryl's QB superstar.
Just respect.
It's a respect thing. Yeah,
that's fair. And that's fair. Yeah. Daryl's awesome. I'm just
he's the guy that signs the checks, and he's the guy that is our icon. And if he wants to stay in D3, we're going to let him.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I was just
at some point they will. When he tells us he's ready, then he's ready.
Okay, that's fine. But
yeah, normal people, I'm telling you're going down. That's one guy I'm not.
Right. No, and he did have two new girls he's trying to work in. The one girl that he was talking about, the taller girl. She wasn't too bad. I mean, she's definitely got to learn, you know, how football works. But
Coach J.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We should get her to the Coach J school for sure.
Nice. Like, and that's Daryl Coach know. J football camp, 9 a.m. Saturday. We're going to hopefully get on Facebook and stuff and start using Facebook
to
our advantage.
As soon as we're done recording.
Okay, that's good.
Is there still talk and conversation of the D3 title when Daryl retires being renamed in his name?
Well, he already has an award named after him.
Yeah.
Oh, we know this.
Yeah, we could name the league after him. That'd be kind of cool.
There it is. That's what we wanted.
Just saying. Give Joey Bat something to strive for. Talking about teams that are stacked, ANA 51, DMX 18. They're in that group, too. I'm looking at ANA, and I love Maddie Ice, and I'm like, come on, Maddie. Let's tone it down a little bit. Like, that roster's looking sick as well.
Sure, and then when you add fucking Maggie in free agency. Just
that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, there you go. And hey, I get it. That was an extenuating circumstance, but even that roster, like I said it before, Gryffindor, Bullet Club, Morningwood, ANA are kind of starting to
well the plan was for us to be the like the quote-unquote new D2 and mm-hmm. then Topper just thought it would be funnier to not have a D2 altogether, which okay lol, but I don't know if it's going to be like the best in terms of competition, but we'll figure like
I don't know,
we'll just run it back. Let's go.
It's all Riley Street Station's fault. You guys blew D2 out for years, and now there's no D2 left.
No. It's your fault.
Not
it's
my
your
fault.
Fault.
Everything has
you
got to
started
learn
the
this.
Thing about mining Riley Street Station for talent. You Ooh, took Paul Johnson.
I didn't take Paul Johnson.
You took Paul Johnson.
Top Line Solutions took Paul Johnson.
Oh, that's
he's right. He's got.
He yes. Right. And one day he became a free agent, and Paulie J and I had always talked behind
he's
the
right.
scenes.
Damn it.
Hey, if we ever had a chance to be on the same team, let's do it. And one day I said, hey, Paulie J, the window just opened
Lenny
up.
Lenny admitting to tampering, by the way.
Does anybody know what Toon Squad is?
No, I don't.
I have no idea who they are.
Now, in the wine tournament, there was a Toon Squad, and that was like a bunch of, there was like Jeff Kroll and a bunch of other guys from Game On mm-hmm. who came over. I assume that they've got to be like the same team, right?
I don't know.
It's just too weird that teams would just randomly name themselves like the same thing like yeah. that. So
line of the
I mean,
day,
they're just really big fans of space.
Though. Sam who from isn't? Ultimate Warriors comes in. Yes. And she had sent her husband in earlier in the day. And he's like, hey, listen, Len, we got a little bit of a situation. We're missing some people. And I'm like, well, here are your options. I go, here's the sub list. Here's the people. If you need their phone numbers, because it's not, we're going to finalize it this week with the phone numbers and whatnot. I go, you know, here's my number. Call me, text me. I said, I'll do whatever I can to get you whoever I need. And he goes, well, who are the best people on the list? I'm like, hey, this guy. So I'm like, hey, great. Problem solved. So now Sam comes in 10 minutes later with the baby. And I'm like, hi, Sam. And she's like, yeah, we're kind of talking about the sub list, and well, we're not too happy with the selection we have. And I literally, like, I'm thinking to myself, okay. Would you like Paul Johnson and Andy Smith? I don't know what to tell you. It's, sorry, you weren't prepared.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I don't know what to do here. I go, those are your options. Enjoy.
Yeah.
So it just kind of...
Show up with a team.
That's what I said. Your job is to get six adults there, and you're one of them. So you need to get five adults right. to the fields.
Once again, as somebody who has a name on... take two, action. As somebody whose name is on the Universal sublist, mm-hmm. I'd like to just point out that like we're literally there to just like be we're the body.
Bodies.
Yeah.
Bodies.
Like, we'll do some stuff. I'll do some cool dances and make people giggle a little bit, especially if we're losing by a lot, because again, you had to pick me up in free agency. But like, it's not going to be game-changing human beings. So I don't
know. Well, Ramir, I would beg to differ. Hope and ruin. All We Do Is Quinn.
Oh, jeez.
What had happened, sir?
Ramirez was the reason they won.
All We Do Is
really?
Quinn blames me for their loss.
That's awesome. Good for them.
So, I disagree, Joe K.
Actually,
subs can make a difference.
There were two times last session that I subbed, and both times we won. And both times it was against All We Do Is Quinn.
No, I
agree. I think they're playing this week. Are you going to be ready on the sidelines just in case? How funny would it be also Ramirez standing there stretching?
I love All We Do Is Quinn. That's one of my favorite teams.
Yeah, that's true. Because like last year, I filled in for Topper's team, and we were playing Joey Batt's team, and he was just calling all these dumb plays. I'm like, Topper, just start doing this. And we came back and beat Joey. So I guess, you know what? Yeah, universal subs can make a difference. So screw you guys for thinking it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Although, speaking of the Ultimate Warriors, though, Gordon wanted to make a point. Like, do we have an award for, like, best jerseys in the league?
Because no,
we should.
Theirs are awesome.
Those are really awesome.
Jimmy?
Yeah. Speaking of subs. This randomly happened over the past week. I was in a elevator downtown, and I saw a young lady, and she looked very familiar. And I said, where do I know you from? She said, well, you know, I do different sports. I'm like, do you play football? She said, well, I've done the BVB thing, but then there's this other co-ed league you probably know nothing about. I'm like, go on.
So, So
I'm like, well, what's your name? And she said, well, my name's Jamie. And I'm like, how do you know about the TSL? She said, well, the Clark sisters brought me in years ago, and I haven't played in a few years. I said, well, they do have a new universal sub list. You should get on that. She said, how can I do that? I said, reach out. Talk to one of the
twins.
Jamie, if you're listening, or if anyone knows blonde Jamie who works downtown, that narrows it down. Reach out to her. She is definitely looking to be a sub and come back in the mix.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, A&A, nice pickup with Stammel. Like, really?
Wait, I saw Stammel play.
Stammel's on A&A. I was like, come on.
Casey, Maggie, and
Jamie? That's what I said. I was like, really?
Thanks for giving me all that shit, though.
Yikes. Yeah.
Well, Joe, you're not off the hook. You still stacked your roster bad.
Off the hook.
And you're still bad.
I
need to reiterate this. You are in the top five easily.
Not anymore.
Just saying, before you were at one, now you're maybe in three-ish.
You don't even want to...
I added Zach and Travis, and I no longer have Zach or Travis.
You don't even want to know who could possibly, and you have no idea if this will happen or not, but who could possibly wind up on ANA in the spring. Like,
they're about to go to one. Yeah, they're going to one.
They could go to one.
That was the best, too, when we were talking to Maddie real quick before we get to these games, and Maddie's like, well, we might do this, and we're prepared to go to D1. I'm like, Maddie, we love you, but it doesn't work like that. Like, it's week one. Like, we don't just go, oh, we're going to find a team. Sure, Maddie wants to come to D1. So they're going to give their schedule and go down. And we can't really do that. But yeah, if you want to do that, come on up. And God bless him if he does.
Yeah.
2:00.
Tight ends in motion. 23 points XTC with 6. Puckett All-Stars 40. Third and Schlong score 14. Maddie's Angels put up 42 points while Vandalay Industries loses with 32. And the Salino Sewer Rats 45, the Bipolar Express, 0.
43 minutes, it's been tough for you, Val, but now it's time to have fun.
Yay!
Maddie's Angels, 42, Vandalay, 32. What happened?
It was fun. Everybody played really well. Last week, too, the Angels have been, like, really on point. I mean, honestly, they just couldn't figure out to, like, what they needed to do to... But they kept going to guys in the end zone, which I don't know why teams do that, but so that they would score touchdowns, but we would as well. And then
you talk about the 6 and 8 factor,
yeah.
Like they would score 6, you would score 8.
So it's math. So that's how that works, and it's not going to work out for them. So that was like the beginning of the game, and then everyone was like making really good plays. We played smart. Maddie called a lot of good plays for.
Wait, slow down. Maddie called plays.
Yeah, he did. He actually called more plays in that game than I think I've like collectively ever heard him.
Do you
call.
Drop like a what you talk about Willis when he tries to call a play on you?
Spaghetti.
Honestly, like I was just standing there and he would, like had everyone come over and I had to like sprint back. I'm like,
what are we doing?
What are you doing?
Did he say run a post? Does the man even know what a post is?
Yeah.
Girl, go 10 yards and turn.
I mostly focus on like what his finger's doing more than what he's saying.
Is the girl that's the most well endowed and usually get to be the playbook? I'm assuming that's how it works with Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
he's equal opportunity, though.
No. I feel so bad for Kevin Keller. Did anybody see the puck at All-Stars against Third and Schlong game?
No.
So I made my way over there. And I
was waiting for the wheel to spin.
I'm literally standing on the sidelines, and the puck at All-Stars is a very good team. Mm-hmm. Their girls are extremely underrated.
Yeah.
And they call play from the six. A girl runs about a 28-yard fly, blows right by Kevin Keller. TJ hits her in stride for like 35 yards.
Good. That's awesome. Nice.
Scott Keller, everybody's going, what the hell? Our team sucks. Scott Keller just starts screaming, you dumb oaf. I cannot believe you did that right in front of Lenny. He's going to grill you. He's just looking, pointing at him, laughing. He's like, how could you do that now?
You dumb oaf.
He's just holding like his hands over his hip, and he's like, what the? Oh, my God. Poor Kevin Keller got roasted.
I love that that happened, and Scott noticed that you were there. And
yeah, he's
saw
like,
it.
That's what he said. Like, the I team's worried about concern. The play, and he's worried about concern, Kevin yeah. Keller seeing
not
that.
That, they just, that happened.
Oh, Kevin, that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, Puckett All-Stars, is it? They're underrated.
Yeah,
their quarterback's got an arm, man.
I have no
man.
Idea why they moved down.
But those girls are good. Well, you know good. Why? They didn't want to get in the arms race.
Well, okay, that might be fair.
In their defense. That's I true. Don't know who that is. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of young Jamie from the elevator, and I don't think I know her.
Jim, did you take a picture right, of her right, in right. secret?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you have a picture?
She's not in an elevator, so.
Okay.
not in an elevator.
Maybe seen. Oh, so I got to talk about this one.
Okay.
So Titans in Motion, our friends, were struggling week one against Eyes Downtown. Their defense was called out by a lot of people. The Godfather, who obviously is not me. They showed up, and they had a plan. Mo. And the plan was simply this. They were going to put Alex at pass rusher. They actually were going to start a corner, but there was a little bit of a rift with Dave Baker because him and I were screaming, like, Alex is going to take this game over. We think Dave Baker was jelly, so he made him pass rush. But they made XTC tap out at halftime.
I saw that because I was in the bar, and I was like, Joe, what are you doing here? Yep. And he's like, oh, we're done.
Alex intimidated everyone. Alex is awesome on defense, by the way. He's an underrated jewel. He could have covered Maddie Moore in week one. That was something we were all talking about on the sidelines.
No.
Oh, yeah, easily.
No.
Nobody else could. He could. Tiger could, and probably Alex. No. Have you seen him cover? 6 points.
All you got to do is, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to bring up the bunny. I'm not going to go there.
No.
Too soon.
We had a great conversation with Alex in the bar pregame. He played great on the field. He played defense. Finally, they gave him a shot. Look what happened. So, way to go, tight ends in motion. But they made him tap, which was kind of funny because we're like, how the hell did Emily and who's the other girl, Kate?
Yeah.
They're on your Maddie's Angels team,
Nicole.
Right?
Nicole. I don't think Kate was there. Okay. Nicole. But yeah, I was like, Emily like randomly showed up and I was like, what happened? How are you here?
Everybody's like high-fiving. You know, Emily, she just like flies over. She's putting her Maddie's Angels shirt on. Like as the game's going on, she's just running into the game like a robot. Let's go. Let's
honestly,
do this.
I didn't even realize she was in the game until Tapu threw it to Harris and she like come out like from behind him, like knocked it down, and I was like, when did Emily get here?
Just at that moment, actually. Yeah.
By the way, she's a filthy that? Safety.
Yeah, she is.
Emily
yeah.
can play safety, man.
Oh, yeah.
She's fast. She's got great range, and she's got some
lanky.
Ups.
She was, like, in a good way.
She was a track star in college, yep. So yeah. She has the ability to do that.
So it was a good week. You know, we're at 47 minutes. I want to go into the subject. We're going to go around the room on this one. So let's talk about the game of the decade. 1 o'clock. Field number one. We guarantee the game will be at 1. It's not going to be at 2, 2, 2:15. That was something we just did for 1 week. Ace versus Maddie's Angels. What do you guys think? Ramirez, we'll start with you.
Maddie's will kill him.
You think they're going to kill him?
Yeah.
Now, all the LaDucas are going to be there.
Maddie's will kill him.
All right. Val?
Obviously, the Maddie's are going to win.
Are you going to win big, or are you just going to kill him?
We're going to win big.
Okay. Joe K?
You know, I was going to go with Ace, but now that Maddie's calling actual real plays, like, I don't think there's anything stopping the Angels.
Could that screw them up, though? Because usually they're not used to calling plays.
I know. That's, you know, it could probably screw them up. But
then we'll stop.
I just don't think so.
It's a long game.
There's people I know in this league that just get significantly better when they're like, it's time to beat a team that you're kind of, you just don't like. And Maddie is definitely one of them. And like half the girls of the Angels are them, too. So it's going to be fun.
Now, I got to play devil's advocate for a minute. And I'm not picking the Angels, but I'm going to say this.
Oh, jeez.
Back when you guys won, and you guys won huge. Yeah. Like, their two safeties did not play in the game. They both claimed they had a wedding, even though many people still claim that they were actually ducking the game. Now, I can't prove mm-hmm. that or not. But now they're going to be there. Like, I'm hearing Ace is coming at full speed. So could that impact the game? I don't know.
Nope.
Of course it could.
Nope.
It could impact it. They could lose by 40 instead.
You think it's going to be that much of a blowout?
No.
Actually, they're going to bludgeon them.
Lenny, did you talk to Mo about what he's going to make the point spread?
No.
Okay.
I just kept telling him that Dave Wilburn was better at him than like baking, roughing, a tic-tac-toe, and he was still mad
at
me.
Can we get a Mo versus Dave Bake-Off?
Can we have them, like, sit them at a table?
Like,
a
candle on.
Could they play chess with the little timer thing where they hit the button? That would be kind of funny.
Man, am I glad I called that.
Can we have that? Actually, you know what? Best of seven? Can we have them like take each other like in like what they used to call them? Not scavenger hunts, but triathlons or something where we could make events?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Val, it can't be anything drinking because we don't want alcohol ordered. No, but no.
Speak louder in the microphone, Valerie.
Would you say Valerie?
I literally just said
she
that.
She just said that. I think
that
she
would
said
be awesome.
I said decathlon.
Honestly, it could be like physical activities.
Like they should take like
Double Dare physical challenge.
They should take the Wonderlic.
That would be awesome. Could we get a copy of the Wonderlic?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on the internet.
Yeah, it's on the internet.
Everything's on the internet.
Who would win that? Let's go to that real quick then. Who you got, Dave Wilburn or Mo?
Mo.
Dave.
I'm going with Dave because I've seen
Yeah, I think I'm going with Dave too.
I'm trying to give Mo some credit, man.
I know. Way to be.
Of course, Dave. Dave's the best.
He's crying right now. He's like, I hate them. I thought they were my friends.
He's a perfect human being.
Mo's not happy.
Dave's going to look good on Bullet Club next season.
Yeah, so look, field one, 1 o'clock. Is Blaise LeDuc and Emily going to have at it?
No, Emily doesn't care enough.
You don't think?
No, she doesn't care.
There was some feelings. I was there when they brokered the peace.
They had their big battle, and Emily helped emasculate them, so she doesn't care.
But Blaise wasn't there.
It doesn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered.
You don't think?
No, I don't think it
would. And are you guys going to be at full speed, Val? Any inside information you can give us? Is everybody going to be there that you know of?
That I know of. I think we're going to have a pretty full roster. I think Buddha might be the only one that's out.
She didn't play last week, though, did she?
No, she hasn't been able to. She's had an XTC game or, well, week one she wasn't there. This week, XTC played. But I think she's only out.
Were the rumors true that Kelly Mazur is with you guys now?
Yeah,
what
she's
an
playing.
Underrated signing that is.
Yeah, I know, right?
That girl's one of the best like female. But she's so quiet.
Also
nobody
one of the
knows.
Nicest people.
She's so
ever.
Nice. Yeah.
How many people do you have in your roster now? I heard you guys were like cutting it down from the 20 it was at or whatever.
We have. I mean, we still have a big roster, like just in case people have games and stuff.
Yeah, you got to.
But we only like call them in. We have like a set 10.
Right. Yeah. This is ours, and then
is TSL Joe K asking or TSL Bipolar Express Joe K asking?
Oh no, I'm not asking.
It's like, we're not using so as a joke. We're going to sign her.
We didn't know. We didn't really talk about the Bipolar Express game, but
yeah, we did. And how'd that go?
It went poorly. They scored 0 points. But
did anybody cry or get in a fight? Was it all okay?
I didn't watch the game, which I got yelled at for, which is fine. But I talked to Jess Cunningham after the game. She said like they lost or whatever, but. It's their first game together, and Gordon did explain to everybody pretty thoroughly, and then if he didn't do it, I did it for him. Like he's played like 4 games ever at quarterback. He really just wants to have fun. You know, people say he's going to blow up LOL, but he really wants to prove that he's not that guy, because he's really not. It's
who played funny. On the, who played for the team that day?
I'm trying to remember.
Diana played.
Diana played. Jess Cunningham played.
Liz Newberry.
I'm trying to remember what he had. Sam and JJ and Jess, all the Bullet Club girls.
Crystal Carlson.
Oh, so you got some. There's some players there.
Yeah, he's just working on like things that he's not used to doing all the time, like calling plays and locking on. And
Gordon was in a good space this past Saturday because if he didn't blow up on me for my T-shirt, then he was in a good space because that was Gordon bait, and he wouldn't.
What'd you wear?
Oh, you didn't see my T-shirt?
No,
it was my Colin Kaepernick T-shirt.
Oh,
that is Gordon Bate. But that it's is Gordon not Bate. Gordon Bate. Buddy. He spent all day making sure that like he was ready for this game. He wanted to do his best, and like he said, I threw bad interceptions and whatever. It just obviously the score was not the best, but.
Your
first game ever as a
tough.
Unit, you know. And
I always use the Emily Curry story. Emily Curry is one of the most like the best athletes in this league today. Her first game, she was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody just Sherry was terrible her first game. You could see skill, but you don't understand the game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it takes to chemistry. Like you're talking about angry Buffalo defense, of course, that nobody knows who plays where and who does what. I mean, this stuff takes years. We always laugh. Why do you think Tommy Hughes is freaking still playing in D1? Because he's been playing with Chris Cole for like 20 years. They swear to God. Yeah, like we literally can look at each other almost in blink, and the three of us know what's happening. Yeah. It's just, it takes time and stuff like that.
I mean,
so.
They'll be good, though. Like,
they literally could. I wonder if Cole could blink at Tommy and he'd know what to do.
They could do it with their eyes closed. Tommy Corona 7 yard out and just do this and Cole will hit him.
Yeah, we did that. We had a couple of times we were yelling some calls and somebody was on the side. They go, what the F are you telling each other? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
Yeah, so LVPs, MVPs. Ramirez, we're going to start with you. It's our favorite time of the day.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I didn't announce that I'm playing for a new team. I didn't announce that yet.
We can go to that then.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm taking my talents, well, not to South Beach, but to the McKinsey Agency.
Yay!
Aww.
Yeah.
We love Brent.
Yeah, I'm rejoining the field of play.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in the field consulting or playing?
No,
or
playing.
Both?
No, okay. Playing.
You'll be Reg Dunlap. You're going to do both?
No consulting Ooh, no. whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
Not at all. Just playing.
How did that come about, sir?
Well, so with Angry Buffalo, we have a ton of guys, and it's not... So people, when they're coming over to these games, and they're like, Ramir, do this or do this or do that, I keep trying to explain to people, this isn't my team. Like, we merged.
To be fair, every team with Ramir on it is Ramir's team.
Not this time. Not this time. So when people are like, hey, Ramir, why aren't you doing this or why aren't you doing that? I'm like, and people are like, why are you so quiet? It's not my, I'm not the captain.
The Ram McKenzie agency.
I'm not the captain. So with all those guys there, I wasn't able to actually play. And that's fine when it's my team because I can play Breakfast Club. And then if we have a sub, I can, you know, sub in for my team or, you know, if I just want to play towards the end of the game, I could do that. But with this situation, I can't play at all. And the first couple of weeks, I was like, this kind of sucks.
So are you going to still consult for Angry, or are you could just...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you're still with them. You're just going to start playing for the McKenzie. Yeah, that makes sense.
And we got a doubleheader this week, so I'll get two games in.
Nice. Does that mean Ramir has to be QB only?
No.
Ramir's okay.
I'm not on...
Consultant only.
Yeah, consultant only.
I'm only... The official roster I'm on is McKenzie Agency.
Fair. Oh my God, how funny would that be if you and I got a room like Saturday, and I'm like, okay, fuck, now we got to figure out the consultant system. Lenny, you can only consult for Public Enemy. What are you doing consulting for that team in D3? That's against the sub rules.
Lenny can no longer consult for any team below D1.
Yeah, if you watch a McKenzie Agency game, I will be calling no shots whatsoever.
Nice.
That'd be fun.
This is all. They could use you. They could use some help. That would be awesome.
I will take direction.
Nice.
Has Prim played? I haven't seen him.
No. Well, he didn't play week one, and they were by. But we were talking about it. How cool was that? More teams in their bye weeks need to show up. Dinah Brunell showed up. Brent showed up. Oh, my bad. I thought a regular thing. Brent showed up, Ferger showed up, and Andy showed up.
Holly and Kelly showed up.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dude, they hung out with us all night. They went to the Clark's party later.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
I hung out with Holly, Kelly, and like Tommy Hughes most of the night. It was super fun.
Nice. Good work. So congratulations from Aaron. Let's do our LVPs and MVPs.
MVP Daryl Carr, obviously.
God, he's gonna sweep the votes.
Yeah. Gotta be MVP.
Sweeping the votes.
LVP. Jeez. Who should be healthy? Oh, Travis.
Oh.
Oh.
And I love Travis, but I said it off air. Travis has been going super Dr. Phil at the bar this season.
Oh, yeah?
And he's got to stop with the Dr. Phil stuff. He's just got to stop.
And if I could hop in, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to your TSL rulebook and you go to page 4 and you go to rule 16, it says clear as crystal that if you throw a ball to a girl and she does not cross the line of scrimmage, it is not a gender play. It's not a gender play.
The argument was I did cross the line.
Yeah, which you didn't, because three people were literally standing there screaming. It was like 12 to 16 inches. It wasn't even close.
Why are you arguing him?
I'm just saying it wasn't even close. And he's, Travis is still arguing 3 days later. We're like, dude, it wasn't a gender play. So that's the rule. My bad. Val, LVP and MVP.
Yeah, I mean, I've been spending this whole time trying to think of somebody else besides Daryl, but... You can't.
It's gotta be Daryl.
It's gotta be. Yeah, Daryl's gotta be the MVP for the week. And LVP, I mean, I don't know. I feel like nobody really like
did anything that stood out. Did anything?
Yeah, like everyone was pretty.
Which is a good thing.
Which is good. Yeah. That.
Oh no! I know who the LVP is.
Oh.
The bar.
Yeah.
I stole. Son of a bitch! You were done.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like collectively though, people haven't been staying that late, and I don't know why.
I think people have had. Some weddings
people,
and stuff.
Yeah, had like
it's the end of wedding season. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's wedding season.
So I'm hoping that picks up.
Joseph,
my Saturday nights depend on this. So.
I cannot wait till somebody spins and hits the Brunell spin. I'm going to die.
It'll be the week you're in Green Bay, though, so it won't matter.
Yeah, probably.
Well, they got 2 weeks. We're going to put it in. Molly Morgan Saturday will tell us because she's going to play a miniature golf with 40-year playing guy. But we basically said 2-3 weeks, as long as it's reasonable.
Oh, okay.
You have to serve your punishment within 2-3 weeks of hitting the wheel. Joseph K., what do you say?
A week to drive Val home.
That's going
to
be awesome. I hope it's somebody who gets really angry, too. You know, like somebody who would, like, totally flip out about something like that. This week would be awesome
because Travis's birthday is this week. Oh, geez. And he's turning 30.
Oh, God, help us all.
Yeah. Brace yourselves.
Are we doing the deer thing?
I don't know.
We should definitely do the deer thing. All right.
Okay, go on.
My MVP is still Daryl Carr. I don't care. I mean, he comes to the field. He had a great time. Even, like I said, I played against him, but he was still laughing, having a good time. Didn't really matter if he's win or lose. Comes back, wins the wheel, technically for the second week in a row, uses the $100 bar tab on everybody else. So wins the $50 cash and immediately hands it to a 3-year-old girl, however old Riley is, and says, this is for your college fund savings.
That's awesome.
Like, none of us can top that. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Even if Dave Walter did do 42 shots in 3 hours, he still wouldn't have been the MVP. Like, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, Daryl Carr, great. And we should get him on an episode very, very soon. That would be fun.
I would agree.
As for LVP, I mean, I guess it's Lenny Elba, because he definitely told everybody to be there for the wheel spin at 2 o'clock. And 3 o'clock rolled around, and not only did Lenny show up late, I called him in concern because, you know, you've had some issues recently.
This is true.
And you didn't answer your phone.
I did not.
You didn't answer any texts.
I did not.
I didn't. It was a hot day out.
It was.
I couldn't find you. I didn't know where you could be, man. Like, I was a little concerned about you, and you could have at least said, like, a little text that said, hey, everything's going to be okay. But it wasn't okay, Lenny. It wasn't. But for real, I don't have any real...
In fairness, it was.
I don't care. Either, yeah, the MVP doesn't have him without Lenny being the LVP, I guess. So, but in,
that's true.
Jokes aside, like, nobody's the LVP. This was a really good week. The LVP is the sun for just making
about
it
that so too. Bad. Yeah, that
just
was tough.
Making it miserable outside. Like, that was the only thing that happened that was, like, negative this week. I didn't see any tomfoolery or shenanigans. It was just fun football, people having a good time, and... Quite frankly, this week was everything we kind of wanted it to be. So
agreed.
That's where I'm at. Lenny, who you got?
I got two MVPs. Vail Elimination question. Number 13, what is his name on your team?
Tony? Tony? Yeah.
I'm going to give him an MVP, and I'm going to tell you why. I had about four people on our team come up to us after the game in a 42-6 game. It was a blowout. Normally, tempers can flare, and four different people in Public Enemy said that is one of the classiest players they have ever played against in their career. Tommy Hughes at one point said,
Tony's a great guy.
He goes, I ran a route. He said, I kind of got him. I turned my hips on him, and he goes, he kind of bumped into me. He looked at me and goes, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. You got me. And he goes, dude, it's football. It's okay. It's like, what a breath of fresh air it was to play like a classy person like that. So, you know, gracious in victory, gracious in defeat, but that guy was nothing but class. So we need more. I told you last week about Hobbit guy. We need less Hobbit guys and more Tonys in this league, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And second, honestly, one of the greatest teammates in the world. I cannot say enough about Paul Johnson. Once again, he shows up, he does his thing. Paul Johnson never complains. Paul Johnson, you could throw him zero passes, he wouldn't care. He's there to have fun. You could throw him 50 passes, he will catch them all. Like, Paul Johnson is one of the greatest teammates in this league. So it's a pleasure having him on our team. LVP, I guess all I'm going to say is when you are straight sober and you walk into a bar and place an order, you would think somebody's gonna say, fine, we'll place your order, but somebody didn't. So hey, sometimes in life we make choices, and unfortunately sometimes there's repercussions for our actions, but we'll figure that out a little later down the line. Final thoughts, Ramiro, we're gonna start with you.
I can't wait to play this week.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm just very happy to get back on the field. Yeah. You know how you know when I'm playing? Here's how you know.
But people are falling on the ground, getting clotheslined. Shirts are ripped.
Yes, that too. But I'm trying.
At least one ripped shirt.
I'm
someone's
going to try to
ground.
Be nice in D6. D6.
Who are you playing this week?
People.
Okay, I'm just about.
Jabronis I can tell, is one of the teams.
Okay, just tell me. Tell me where shoulder pads, helmets, duct tape their shirts.
I only do that to the bachios of the world and the guys that are like younger, bigger, stronger,
you did it to
and better.
Me. Ran me the
you are younger, bigger, stronger than me. So, but yeah, I'm excited. You know, I was going to say the way you know that I'm playing is if I have my arm, my Syracuse arm.
Syracuse that's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, when I have that, that means I'm playing.
I was trying to think about what you were going to say.
Yeah,
and
whenever
the
I have the
said,
arm
like,
sleeve
yeah,
on, that's when I'm actually playing.
I like noted.
Vail, final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this weekend. Hopefully, it's like 10 degrees colder. It's
supposed to be 67.
Perfect football
yeah,
weather.
Sunny 67, I think.
Perfect.
Yes, and I plan on being there late, so
yeah,
everyone else.
Drunk Bernals.
Yes. Brace yourselves.
Yeah, and if we're cheering, that is, if somebody hits the prize or punishment wheel and hits the punishment, you will have to, if the Bernals call whatever time it is on a Saturday, you will have to pick them up and drive them all home. Like, I don't know, do you guys go to one location? We didn't figure that out. Or do they go to different locations? And we'll have to figure all that out.
We should make it like a scavenger hunt. You got to find
him. You got to find the Berno.
Poor Botch will be with him, too. And you're going to take Boccio home, too. Son of a bitch.
No, he's, like, he's just he's like literally pet. Lives at our house.
You could stuff Boccio into the trunk.
It's fine. It makes sense.
By the way, real quick, Boccio, man, nice ride on the Audi.
Yeah.
Know,
see Boccio's
right?
Audi?
No, I didn't see that.
Damn.
Baby Bird lost the egg.
Got a smooth car. Yeah, Boccio finally did it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get.
He's got a nice set of wheels.
I can't wait for like an obscure football to just casually brush against it.
Good for Botch.
So week one, they went to park. We went somewhere where it was like loose gravel. Oh, we made him drive home, and it was like loose gravel, and he was like visibly upset, but like Diana was there, so I didn't want to say anything. Just to play cool. But like he was like his face was turning red, so Diana just turned the radio up in the car, so we couldn't hear how That's many awesome. Racks were hitting his car.
Oh my god!
Like a week after he got it, we did this.
I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh my god!
Great work, Botch. Great work on the audio.
But yeah, it's really nice, guys.
DJ Jimmy, final thoughts.
I'm just going down the list of all the intros that we've done, and I'm going to play them in progression at the end of the show.
Awesome.
Past that, it's
I'm
been
so
a good
glad.
100
Do you have the
episodes.
Pineapple?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
Pineapple was my favorite
this,
one.
This idea came to me as we were just talking about things right here.
Pineapple bit.
You know, we do have the FMK intro that we really haven't used too much. I'll put that in there, too. Where did the pineapple one go?
Pineapples.
Okay, you guys take your time. Let me find the pineapple one and get ready.
Okay, what do you say?
Piggybacking off what Jimmy was saying, like, 100 episodes is pretty cool for, like, this little podcast that could, that used to be in Topper's bar basement of you guys slamming coins anytime somebody said a bad word.
Me, Lenny, and Topper, yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like
we put dollars in there,
Jimmy,
I could have retired.
And Jimmy,
wait,
and
Jimmy, were you there for the first
yes,
few?
He was.
I didn't remember that. It was yes. just I knew at one
slushies.
Point.
Wine slushies.
Wine
were
slushies.
A big deal.
That's what I'm missing out on too. But
yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I was able to just like join this regular rotation, and I love doing this every week, sitting here with Lenny and new guests, and like I think it's really cool that for the 100th episode, even though I didn't like go out of our way to make anything special about it, it's still cool that like people who have done. Like between Ramir, Lenny, myself, Val, you've been like the most non-regular girl guest that we've had. Like it's really cool that you guys are the ones that were here for it. And then of course Jimmy, who this thing doesn't happen without Jim. So
you know the cool part cool. here, man. This drop right here.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh God, that's, I hate that one.
That is straight from the basement. That's
yeah, that is straight from the basement.
That is my least favorite of all the drops.
It's okay. Like if you think about, it, Topper doesn't even live in that house anymore. Like
no, he doesn't.
All this other stuff. Like we've done a few on location podcasts. We've done some. We've done all the dumb stuff we've done so far just because of this little thing talking about our football league.
You know, we always said what we haven't done is I want to try one outside, like where we could just like get a big table
that's
and have people come
that's
by.
That's the
and...
left, I guess, yeah. right? We did the ones at the banquet. We've gone to Topper's house in Sanborn. All this video stuff with the bees.
Topper did
nonsense.
Tell me, though. He said, anytime we want, he goes, as long as you come to my house, he said, I'll open the bar up and everything
yeah,
else.
Been
said, you're welcome
here
to
for
come
this
over.
One, but he doesn't want to come
He doesn't even know we have a league half the time.
That's a solid
like, really? Yeah, how many times do we email him and he's like, you're like, he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
So
Topper, we're playing football Saturday. Oh, no shit. I'll be there.
Again, so I guess my last final thought then, my final thought is just, Lenny, thank you for letting me be a part of this. Ramir for making this. If this doesn't happen in the beginning, if you're not a part of it, because you're the one who knew everything about the league, and just Jimmy, thank you for all you do to like keep this pumping, man.
Thanks, Joe.
And then thanks to the listeners. I mean, sometimes Lenny says there's 500 of you. I'm pretty sure there's a solid 13 nowadays, and 10 of them are Lenny. But
I couldn't have that many personalities.
It's still different fun to devices. Do this. It's still like looking forward to this and thinking of future shenanigans is still like one of the highlights of my life. I'm not gonna lie. I love this league. I love this podcast, and I'm just happy to be here. So. Lenny, why don't you take us home, bud?
Talking about future shenanigans, I would yes. like to announce right. that award-winning Tommy Hughes is now in the race car business and that Topper Sports is going to sponsor his vehicle. I would say hopefully sometime this week, look on Facebook, toppersports.com, and we're going to put a picture of the race car on there. I'm not going to tell you what's going to be on the hood of the car, but I'm telling you it's going to be funny.
Is nice. He driving?
Oh yeah, he's going to be driving. I think it's either Ransomville or Lancaster. It's one. He was in my office today.
We can we go a field trip?
Obviously, when do they race?
I want to say Saturday night.
Why the fuck would he do it?
But
on
I
Saturday
think there's
night?
Another one after that.
Maybe he doesn't control yeah. the entire race.
So yeah, apparently his family does it. He was telling me the story, and he said that I guess his father and his brother, his father and his cousin did it, uh-huh. and one of the oh, guys yeah. was moving up a division and said, "Hey, I'm selling the car." So Tommy's like, "You know what? I'm gonna throw my hand ring and do this."
That's nice.
Awesome.
And like I said, I hate to say this.
Is
and
this
when
how
I leave,
we teach his brother how to drive?
No, he's suspended, and we're never talking to him
again. Unsuspend him for a race car?
No. I'm not gonna lie though. I got to be honest, and you guys know how I like to be honest about things. So the Ace Maddie's Angels game, I did ponder the thought of trotting B's brother off for the coin flip at 1 o'clock. So am I going to do that or not? Probably not, because I
vowed he'd
never come back.
We don't have enough time to teach
back.
Him how to flip a coin.
Well, true. But that would still have been funny if we tried to B's brother off for the coin flip of that game. And those are my final thoughts. Thanks for listening. 1 o'clock, field number one. The spin's going to be at 3. I probably won't be there for that.
What?
Yeah, I'll probably be there. I just won't be there anymore for the spins. I'm kind of a little angry right now, so I'm not going to participate in some of that stuff.
Okay.
The wheel's still going to spin, so God bless them. Field 1, 1 o'clock, Ace Maddie's Angels. Thanks for listening. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and we will see you next Saturday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the Topper Sports Off-Season Podcast, featuring Lenny.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Ladies and gentlemen of the TSL universe, welcome to the TSL Bachelorette. To make things easier for you, enclosed are going to be the rules of our game and what we are all playing for. 15 bachelors will be vying for Sarah's heart. They'll be split into 5 flights of 3 contestants for 5 straight weeks. Each flight will go off in studio as we play the dating game. Sarah's going to ask each guy a series of questions. Based on the answers she has provided, she will pick a winner each week. Once a winner is selected, that winner will enter the studio and join us for a quick podcast.
It's finally time to start thinking about playing football, playing spring football. Registration is now open for individuals looking to play even more football. We're going to be running the Breakfast Club once again this season. And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner, a.k.a. B's other brother, Lenny Alba, and the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Ramir. And without further ado, let's go!
Would it be?
Oh, yes. It will be. It will be B's brother coming at you live on the podcast at some point in time, or maybe down at the field or somewhere in between. The man, the myth, the legend himself.
Would it be?
You're listening to the Topper Sports Off-Season Podcast featuring Lenny! Joe K. Sherry.
McCarrier.
What?
And the man himself.
Would it be?
Where did this start?
What?
His moment.
You can't wait, me.
Oh, no.
What?
Call you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the Topper Sports Podcast. Featuring Lenny.
I feel like he's just here to flex his muscles at me.
Also featuring Joe K. And without further ado, the myth, the legend, is in the building.
Carrie.
Everyone, another episode of the Topper Sports League Podcast coming at you live right through the website toppersports.com. This week we have Brother Nero and some other people.
And I get an amen.
You're listening to the Topper Sports Off-Season Podcast featuring Lenny. And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner, a.k.a. B's other brother, Lenny Alba. And your social media coordinator, the man, the myth, the legend himself, the heckler in person, Joe K.
Would it be?
I might have been the problem. I know. I struggled out of the gate. It's what it felt like. Yeah, just wasn't hitting anyone. We could have used the back for you,
right? I introduce you to the Topper Sports Podcast. Featuring Lenny.
I feel like he's just here to flex his muscles at me.
Also featuring Joe K. And without further ado, the myth, the legend is in the building.
Carry.
Gentlemen, good evening, Topper Sports League Universe. I am your good friend B's brother. You might normally know me as the franchise player and the second most well-known TSLer of them all. Tonight, I come to you as a friend, as I would like to be the first to welcome you to the next round of the Bachelorette. In mere moments, the fair maiden Sarah will start to ask three willing gentlemen a whole bevy of questions. In a half hour or so, she will pick a winner. As fun will be had by all, let me be the first to congratulate that winner. Please know that even though tonight's winner will get one of the six golden tickets on a train that runs straight to Sarah's heart, I unfortunately must now apologize to all contestants.
Bachelorette protesters
invaded us. Did you know that it was
Bachelorette protesters?
At that time, or did you just know you had been hacked?
I was told initially that we were hacked by a hostile foreign power, and yeah, I'm like, hostile. Okay, who? And then later when I received my brief and I received a really thorough view and picture of what was going on, and it really, at one point, I was just fearful, because think about it. I mean, I've gone up against Republicans, I've gone up against Libertarians, Independents, but I've never gone up against a
Bachelorette protesters.
Do you too, the Top Sports Podcast. Featuring Joe K. And without further ado, the myth, the legend is in the building.
Carry.
I introduce you to the Topper Sports Podcast. Featuring Emily. Also featuring Lenny. Also featuring Emily. Also featuring Emily. And without further ado, the man, the legend is in the building.
Welcome to the Topper Sports Off-Season Podcast featuring me. And there's other people, but most importantly, don't forget the man himself.
Would it be?
And without further ado, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the Topper Sports Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the Topper Sports Podcast. Featuring Tammy. Also featuring Lenny. Also featuring Joe
K.
Also featuring. And without further ado, the man, the legend is in the building.
Listening to the Topper Sports Podcast. Coming at you live today, in studio, is going to be Joe K, Emily, a couple special guests, and we also know the captain of the ship might be returning this session. Once again, without further ado, let's go.
In a world, at a time, in a place with some things, some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother, or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K. And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K, Emily. Special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
What it be?
Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York.
For the bus, a number one dad, trophy covered in rust, a nun.